Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, the rain should end sometime today. That'll be good. It's going to be 18 degrees today. Sunny this afternoon and sunny for the rest of the week. Yeehaw, you're one day.
Yeehaw.
Closer, that's right.
Yeehaw.
Is it the Calgary Stampede already?
It is. Hey, you're one day closer to the long weekend, which is great. Now, this is a long weekend you have to spend with your family in most cases, yeah. Unless you're Jax and you moved away from home.
Smart.
Bye-bye.
All right, so listen, we got 5K a day, obviously every day, 8 o'clock, but also at 8 o'clock today. A brand new Ghosted.
That's right.
We wanted to give you the summer to kind of get out there and get ghosted, and it turns out a lot of people were ghosted.
Yeah.
Weird. Who knew?
A lot of people got hurt this summer.
Yeah. Or another way to word it is the plan worked.
Yeah. So you can always hit us up with your ghosted story, 999virginradio.ca. Let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
I think you'll be surprised to know that the second season of Squid Game isn't actually official just yet. It's already the biggest show in Netflix history, and they said nothing is firm.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Adam, you were telling me a story yesterday that the show's creator actually pitched this idea or has been pitching this idea since like 2008.
Yeah.
2008. And everybody rejected him again and again and again and
again. He even sold his computer that he wrote the script on because he was so broke. Like,
wow.
That's how broke he was. And now look at him.
Jax, what's up with you?
Big shout out to Billie Eilish. She's officially the youngest artist ever to headline Glastonbury, the humongous festival in
cool.
the UK.
Wow.
It's finally back on after 2 years of being canceled. And Billie Eilish is going to be headlining it coming up next summer. Can't wait.
Producer Leo, what's up?
So when Instagram was down yesterday, I found the meaning of life.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I took a walk. I picked up leaves.
Yeah.
But then Instagram came back on. So.
Why are you picking up leaves?
Yeah, what did you do with the leaves?
It's the meaning of life.
Yeah. It is.
Amazing. Well, listen, I'm happy that you found the meaning of life and
Thank
then
you.
Lost it again. I appreciate
yeah,
that. That's great.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever been forced into watching something and you're like, I hate this. I'm going to hate every second of this. And as it goes on, you're like, okay, I really like this. I love this. I can't get enough of this. TJ, last night, forced himself to eat a show that he was, I'm not going to watch this.
Nope.
And I kept saying, and Jax would have backed me up if she cared about this particular show.
Oh, I don't care about sports.
She really doesn't care about this show.
No.
But TJ, what show did you watch that I said you were going to like and you're like, no, I'm not going to watch it?
All or Nothing. For the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Amazon Prime documentary where they follow them around all last season. It's 5 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you don't follow sports, let me just summarize how it went for you. The Leafs won their division and had the best team in a really long time. And then once again, they lost in the first round of the playoffs in quite possibly the most devastating way I've ever seen it. And I've been physically upset with them for months.
It was a really comfortable couple mornings there.
Yes,
come in. Yeah.
No kidding.
It was awful. Really happy.
There was some depression that morning.
Now,
here's the thing. Okay. It is a really great documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And the first 4 of 5 episodes are great. It's just the last one where they don't win. That sucks.
I stopped it right before episode 5 because I watched it. It was fantastic and I was so wrong. And then I paused it at episode 5 and I told my girlfriend, Val, like, I don't think I can watch this.
Well, it would be re-traumatizing yourself.
Yeah.
It would be. Yeah, yeah.
So I know that for me, like, I can be a real pain. I am really stubborn when it comes to new shows.
Yeah.
So one of them that I was like, I was so, it was not like I was against reality shows, but I really hadn't watched them regularly. So my girlfriend, Natalie, she's like, you know what? Listen, I'm a huge reality show fan, so you're going to have to get used to this. And so she got me started on something. She's like, I think I can make this work.
Okay.
And she's like, so how about we combine reality with real estate? And she got me into Million Dollar Listing New York.
Oh.
And I was like, this is, I'm not sure about this. And now it is my favorite show.
Because
all they do is go into $30 million condos in New York and sell them. And now we're on the LA version, which is just like the New York version, only there's a lot more Botox.
Oh, yes. Now, is there a lot of drama?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
What's Frederick type of drama? Eklund.
Well, I mean, it's the kind of between agents, right? Because sometimes they'll steal each other's listings, or it's a private listing, and one of them is bragging about it publicly, and they can't do that, and it's against contract, and I'll never work with you again. We're never doing a deal. But they'll do a deal the next week.
Who are you right now?
It's shockingly good.
Who is this man? Awesome.
And
yeah.
Also, let's talk about Below Deck Mediterranean, shall we? Just saying.
I don't know
Jax,
what that is.
Give us yours.
I would never watch, but many moons ago, my ex-girlfriend really liked The Hunger Games.
Oh!
And I was like, I'm not watching this weird death magic. I'm not doing this competition.
Exactly.
And
what
sure enough, it is.
Yeah.
Sure enough, not only did I watch every single movie, I've read every single book.
Yeah.
I am an adult. I was like 27 at the time, like reading young adult book.
Yes.
I became a Hunger fan addict.
You are a Katniss.
I was hungry for it. I was. I couldn't stop dreaming, but I loved it.
One of those series Incredible. That I never finished. I should watch the
it's
end.
It's so good.
Does it end well?
No. I mean, depends
right.
on what your
right.
definition of well is.
Okay.
But yeah,
this will be good.
All right. So good.
So what we wanted to ask you, get us into a show that nobody believes you is really good.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, begrudgingly
yeah.
take us into the show. Tell us the show that you were like, ah, no. this is going to suck. And then you were forced to watch it, and you're like, no, I'm selling it to everybody.
Okay.
What
okay.
is it?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you're forced to watch a show that you're like, I'm going to hate this. I am absolutely going to hate this. And you watch it anyway, and you love it. TJ watched the All or Nothing Toronto Maple Leafs Amazon Prime documentary that every Leaf fan swears they're never going to watch, and they're all watching and they're all loving.
It was pain.
It was pain. But you know what? Grey's Anatomy's pain. People watch that. This Is Us is pain. People watch that. What's the difference?
At least there's some winning in Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Wow. Temporarily.
Good morning.
Anyway, what are the techs saying on shows? It's like, oh, I thought I was going to hate this.
From the 416, Sons of Anarchy. Hated it at first. My boyfriend said I had to keep watching. Now I think it's an amazing show. That's from Lindsay.
Is it an amazing show?
It is. I had the same feeling. So okay. I was like, I'm not interested. None of this speaks to me. And then I watched it, and I became a biker gal.
Okay. The reason I haven't touched that show is, you know when everybody says a
yeah,
show is great, and
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, this is going to let me down. That's how I feel
that's
about
no
Sons
way,
of Anarchy.
That's no way to live life, Adam.
I know.
Yeah.
It's one of those where I'm like, I just, I'm not sure.
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
It's good, but it's also, I've never watched the last season, so.
Okay. All right.
From the 705, 2 years ago, I refused to watch The Office.
Oh.
I wouldn't join the cult. My girlfriend and best friend have forced me to watch it. Now I've seen every episode over 50 times each.
It's incredible.
Now, okay, if you, let me just say this, okay? TJ and Jax are in like intense Office fans.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
are not going to love me for this, but I'm not sure I get it on the same level that they do. In fact, I might say that Parks and Rec is funnier.
The Office is funnier. Parks and Rec is better.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean by whoa?
It's better.
I'm so surprised to hear you guys say that.
Yeah, it's better done. That's no secret. But
no
The
kidding.
Office is far funnier.
Okay.
Very, very funny.
All right.
Text from the 905, which we're all going to agree with. Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Yeah.
All my friends have interest in it. Or had no interest in it and thought it was just some stupid racing show. Now they're all addicted and can't stop watching every episode. I'm the same way.
It's amazing. And I tell people to watch it. It was actually me that so as a trade-off, Natalie, she got me to watch like her reality shows. I
yeah.
said, let's try this F1
yeah.
show. She's like, I don't care. So now she's so into it. We watch every Grand Prix. We watch
yeah.
every. We have not missed a race this year. We're watching one this
what?
Weekend up at the cottage. Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I rarely listen to you when it comes to watching things, and I took your advice on that, and now I'm a racer gal.
It's amazing.
Only sport I like.
Two more here. One from the 289 from Scott. He says The Circle. Thought it was going to be dumb, but it's actually really good, and I'm hooked.
You guys liked it, right? You guys
I have
watched
not
it.
Watched it.
No.
What did you think?
Oh, I haven't watched it.
No. Okay.
No,
there's one that we all
right,
need to get
we need to watch it.
Okay. And last one from the 705 that I totally agree with. New Girl. I heard people talk a lot about it. Finally gave it a chance. I watched it 3 times over. I like New Girl a lot.
Did you write this text?
No. I just think Zooey Deschanel is quirky.
I got to be honest with you. I have given New Girl a try.
It's
and
so
I'm
funny.
I'm trying to like it.
I just am waiting for it.
I watched it wanting to like
yeah.
it. You know when you're like, I desperately want to like this. That show is not great.
I'm just like waiting for it to be good.
Yeah. When does this get good?
When you stop focusing on her and start focusing on the guys. Because they're way funnier.
Oh.
Okay.
That's not a sell.
That's not the reason I'm not watching it. I think it's not that it's Zooey. For
yeah.
me, it's like it's just... It's just stilted dialogue.
It's just
not great.
It's not new other guys.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
Hey, did you guys know that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp were down yesterday?
No way.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, just everybody talking about it. It was down for over 6 hours, which seems like a long time. But back in 2019, Facebook and its other apps were inaccessible across the world for more than 14 hours. So we've survived worse. They were saying that Facebook employees couldn't even get into their building.
Oh, damn.
And Mark Zuckerberg's net worth also dropped over $6 billion.
Yeah, stocks were tanking yesterday.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
Poor Mark. Do you think he's ever going to recover from that?
I think he'll be okay.
Well, most lizard people are. You won't have to deal with 6 a.m. construction noise in Toronto anymore because
Yay!
A temporary law that was introduced in April of 2020 that allowed construction noise to begin at 6 a.m. is expiring as of October the 7th. So construction noise will not be permitted from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. on weekdays starting this week. And crews will have to also wait until 9 a.m. to begin the noisy work on Saturday.
Excellent.
Which is really cool news.
Excellent.
Should couples who worry about catching COVID-19 have better sex lives? This is according to new research published in the Journal of Sex. People who have had a high fear of catching COVID-19 have more and better times during the pandemic. The idea is that stress-provoking situations can sometimes make people face their own mortality and heighten sexual desire.
That's literally just means you're home more often.
Yeah, does that feel like a reach to you? I feel like that feels a reach.
It's probably study finds.
Yeah, we're just stuck at home and bored.
Exactly.
That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, DJ. Hey, just over an hour from right now, it's going to be really exciting. We got a 5K a day winner. Let's hope it's you. If it's not you, we'll give you a keyword so you can win tomorrow. And everybody wins when there's a brand new Ghosted. That's at 8 o'clock as well.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, listen. This Katie Couric book that's going to come out.
You are so excited.
It is going to be, okay, and it seems like an odd thing, but I really like celebrity-like stories. I love music biographies. I love celebrity biographies because I love to know how it works behind the scenes, right? And it's always great to get somebody's kind of perspective on somebody else.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, and I mentioned this a couple minutes ago, but, like, Jessica Simpson book, where she talks about John Mayer, I'm telling you, it's insane. John Mayer also seems like kind of a dork, I'm not gonna lie.
Loves the Jessica Simpson book.
I love that book.
It's his favorite book of all time.
Love, love, love. And there's so many great ones out there, but this Katie Couric book, you gotta remember, Katie Couric was the Today Show host for years, and then was, like, a CBS anchor, and, like, there's some really interesting people that she met. She interviewed everybody.
Everybody.
So, I guess she went after one of her former networks.
Uh-huh.
And that former network is now saying, you can't come on our network to promote your
book. Really?
So I guess she was doing, like, from 2006 to 2011, she was the anchor of the news on CBS. And I guess it didn't rate very well and didn't do very well. So then she talks about how CBS boss Les Moonves, who has since been removed because of allegations of impropriety sexually with employees.
Yeah, many allegations.
He said, basically the quote is, we've been thinking about you and what you're good at. The evening news doesn't really give you a place to showcase your talent. Would you be interested in going to the morning show? You know, you're so great at morning shows, right? And she had come from another network that did Today Show. And she's like, I'm not coming from a first place morning show to go to the third place morning show. So CBS is super offended. This is not in the book. This is just happening right now.
Yeah.
So now they won't let her come on their morning show currently.
For that?
For that. She can't go on with Gayle King.
She said yesterday that Prince Harry reeked of darts. Like, what's worse?
No, it's don't mess with the network.
I love, though, that they're like, you know what? You can't come on here. Do they not realize that she can go anywhere, including the internet, which is a much bigger platform. Well, like, it's not like they're hurting her.
By doing this, by banning, they've banned her from the network completely. Like, by publicly banning her, they have now said, we're going to make a big stink about this.
It looks worse on them.
Because will we be talking about it again?
No. Yeah.
Have we considered the other timeline where it doesn't matter?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, oh no, I can't hear Katie Couric's book. What am I going to do? Oh, I know. I'm going to watch Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Yeah. No, I want to know. I want to know, but I'm going to get it from somewhere else.
See, I know TJ doesn't want to know. I know he's like, I don't care.
No. I just want to watch hockey.
But listen,
I want to know. I want to know.
Thank you, Jax. I'm with you. TJ's over there like, I don't even care about that.
All right, well, enjoy your boring part. Nailed it.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you found out your partner was still in touch with their ex's parents, how would you feel about that?
Like, I would be okay with it.
Like, you're fine with it, right? But it's, yeah. Would you be like, that's weird?
It's definitely objectively weird.
Right.
It's weird that the parent is in contact with you.
I also think that's strange. Now, I bring that up because Jax, who is friends with all of her exes, also is friends with all of their parents, too. Because I think it's impossible not to like Jax. I think that's what it is. Yeah, why would you want to lose touch with Jax?
That's very nice. Thank you.
It's like being friends with a real-life Care Bear.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Who's got some depth. Now, Jax.
Okay.
You got a note from an ex's parent. Now, how many exes ago is this?
This was 3 exes ago. So I dated this woman, Brinley, in 2012.
Okay.
So that was 9 years ago. And her mother and I still keep in touch. Mm-hmm. Like, not often. We don't chat very
just a
often.
Quick chat.
Here and there. And I get a really nice message from her on Facebook once in a while. Like, how you doing?
That sounds about right.
Like a Christmas greeting. But the other day, I received an email.
A correspondence.
And I'm looking at the line. It's 9 paragraphs long.
Whoa.
But I'm going to read a little bit of it to you, which was the reason that she reached out.
Okay.
So back in 2012, which is 9 years ago, almost 10, when I dated Bryn, her mom had a dog named Bo.
Yeah.
And I liked this dog. It was a cute dog. I mean, it's a dog, right? It's a cute dog. So her mom reached out to me, you know, first part of it caught up. Hope your summer was great. And then she got to the reason.
The meat and potatoes.
Let me read it to you verbatim here. So I guess I should start off with the hardest news. Bo is no longer with us. He was struck by a car in front of our house.
Oh my God.
September 21st. I'm trying to think of the blessings, but they are hard to find.
Oh.
He thoroughly enjoyed his time on the South Shore last week. I guess they went for a drive. It's sad, but I thought you should know.
I'm so sad. How long has it been? Did you know Bo?
I knew
9 years ago. That dog must be old as hell.
I knew Bo, but like not that well. Like he's a good dog.
Yo, this is so weird.
And then, so much detail.
I'm so weirded out by
and
this.
And then goes on to say, I think of you and your mom. Hope your brother's well and his children.
What?
Big giant hugs always. Love ya. Like very maritime, but like right. This may be incredible. I haven't gotten back to her yet. And she is such like, I know
she means well, but this is weird.
I love her, but I just didn't.
Okay.
I just don't know what to do.
Let me throw this at you. Yeah. Okay. So this is how weird this is. I wouldn't write a 9-paragraph email to anyone, including my parents or my girlfriend. Yeah. I wouldn't even write it to Everly for like, hey, future Everly. Wouldn't do it.
But you're not a maritimer because you can't get to the point in less than 9 paragraphs in an email.
Yeah.
Which is for, but I
the
just.
The preamble for maritimers is unbelievable.
It just made me so sad, guys. Okay. And I don't know what to say back.
Jax passed this off as like it was normal. And like this is the part that where I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel like this is, if you're listening to this and you're like me, you're like, this is strange.
Oh, you mean Jax getting a 9-paragraph email from her ex's mom about the graphic death of her dog?
So what we want to know, I know she gets into the specifics. She could have just said he passed.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
So here's the question. I want to know if Jax is alone on this. Because I think this is super strange. And I want to know too if you think this is positive. Like, is this nice?
But she told me other things, like how her husband, like, it's good to catch up.
What else is going on?
He has avoided the cars, I'm assuming?
He's close to retirement.
Okay.
Oh, that's excellent.
Oh, maybe she'll take him for a walk on the South Shore.
No.
Okay,
hey.
So
he really enjoys his time there.
416-872-9999-999 text. I gotta know, if this is unique to Jax, I won't be surprised. You tell me. Is it like this in your world too? Friends with your parents' ex?
Yeah.
After 9 years? Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
One of the members of this show is friends with 3 exes ago's parents. Who do you think it is? Who do you think? Obviously, Jax. So she gets an email from this 3 exes ago's mom.
2012 ex, yeah.
And tells the dog died, and she wanted to let you know. In 9 paragraphs over an email.
Yes.
What time of night was that sent?
It was in the middle of the night.
Ah.
So maybe she was having a couple East Coast glasses of wine. You never know.
We wanted to know if Caitlin, are you saying that this is not abnormal? Because TJ and I are like, this is the strangest thing we've... This is weird. Flat out weird. We want to know if Jax is the only one.
I am. So I am still very good friends with my ex's mom.
Yeah?
We dated for 8 years.
Oh, a long time.
It was a messy breakup, and his mom and I, throughout the whole relationship, were very good friends. Like, we would stay, we're both teachers, so we would stay at their cottage in the summers together. And my current fiance is fine with it. He's a little weirded out by it, but personally, having lost a dog recently, I think your ex's mom was reaching out more so as like, I need memories of this dog. Oh.
I think what it shows us is that Adam and TJ don't have a heart, is what I'm learning here.
For sure.
No, that's cool. No, you guys, we're the weird ones.
Yeah,
you're right.
No, definitely.
Totally.
Why don't you share memories of a dog that you knew for 9 months, 10 years ago, and Adam and I will be the weird, heartless ones.
TJ, don't you feel stupid for how wrong we've been?
Yeah, yeah.
Caitlin, we're on the right side, okay?
We are on the right side.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so text messages?
Yeah, we got one from the 705 from Jill. She says, I am a very non-stereotypical lesbian, and I don't remain friends with exes or their parents. I would want to know how the animals are doing, but maybe not in a 9-paragraph essay. LOL.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So much.
Another text in the 905. An ex and I dated over 10 years ago, and his mom just congratulated me and my fiance on our engagement.
Yes.
Okay, that's classy.
That's classy mom
stuff.
But we're
talking, okay, it's different from like liking someone's parents' Facebook post or something. We're talking about a 9-paragraph email that Jax will respond to if she hasn't already.
Here's this one.
I will.
I know you will.
Yeah.
After we get off the air.
I know you will.
I bet you Sherry has a draft.
Yeah.
Chantel in the 905 says, truth be told, I liked the parents of my ex better than I liked my ex
Honestly,
while I was dating
yeah.
him. I still have a standing date with his mom every few months to go over for afternoon tea. It's been 4 years since we broke up.
That's so nice.
Is it?
Yeah, no, that's wonderful.
It's nice and it's a nice idea.
Yeah.
Okay, that's as far as I'll go.
Yeah. Not for me.
I just
Jax, there's a lot of things about you that are amazing and admirable.
Yeah.
And to parrot TJ on that one, a lot of them are not for me either.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Woo! Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership, for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Move aside Christmas, there's a new market in Distillery District, the Fall Market. A fall market is going to take it over for 2 weekends this month, just in time for Halloween, or spooky season, if you will. There's going to be a pop-up from local vendors with seasonal treats and crafts so you can shop local and also be festive. There will also be full-blown autumn displays, including hay bales, pumpkins, and leaves, so you can have the Instagram photo that you really, really want there.
I like that. Hey, how much fun is it living in the distillery when one of those things happen?
I was going to say, remember that time that you moved to the distillery? Justin was like, it's so inconveniencing, this market. And I was like, you moved to the distillery market, my friend.
I didn't know what I was getting
myself into. The Christmas market's crazy.
I lived there for 3 years. It was a nightmare. And I dated this girl that thought she was an Instagram influencer. And like once a weekend, she'd be like, can we go do a photo shoot in the distillery? And I was like, I made a list of things that I really don't want to do,
tired.
And that's at the very top
of it. Yeah, no one wants to be the Instagram husband.
No. Hey, science has determined what the top 10 scariest movies are. They had 250 people set up to heart monitors to watch 40 different scary movies, both new and classic. Here's the top 10 that get the heart pumping. Starting with number 10, The Conjuring 2. Paranormal Activity at number 9. The first one was so good.
It is spectacular. Great movie.
Absolutely not.
Quiet Place Part 2 at 8. It Follows at 7. Terrified at 6. Hereditary at 5. Have you guys watched Hereditary?
No. Nope.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
It's pretty jarring. that's my review. Yeah.
Okay.
The Conjuring at 4. Insidious at 3. Sinister at 2. And the number one scariest movie, according to science, is a movie called Host. Have you watched this?
Never heard of it.
I literally haven't watched one movie on this list because I have no interest in any of that.
I watched the trailer for Host last night because I haven't heard of it. And basically, it's about these teenagers who get together on a Zoom call because, you know, unprecedented times. And they get someone to do like a tarot card reading or something. And then the wakes a spirit. And then the spirit is very upset with them because they were taunting it. And that's the entire movie.
And it's the scariest one of all time?
It's the scariest one, according to heart monitors.
Not Exorcist.
That's what, or even Insidious or The Conjuring. Those movies are really scary.
Wow.
Yeah. Did this movie pay to get on the top of the list?
I think
like,
so.
I feel like,
you know
like
what?
That one.
It's just an ad for Host. Netflix has set a $5 million scholarship at Howard University in honor of Chadwick Boseman. They partnered with his alma mater to establish a $5.4 million scholarship in the late actor's name.
It puts an emphasis on students who will exhibit Bozeman's values, including a drive for excellence, leadership, empathy, and compassion. That's pretty cool stuff that they're doing there to honor him. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
5K a day. Next. Did you win 5,000 bucks? You're going to find out at 8 o'clock and at 8:10. Ghosted. A brand new one. It's Virgin Mornings.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ghosted is back, and it's just as dramatic and gross as ever.
Yep.
Love it. Ari, you're next up to bat.
Hey.
I'm so sorry, buddy. It's not like we want... Nobody's like, man, I wish I was on Ghosted, yeah, right? But you're here. Tell us a story about you and Tanya, because like so many Ghosted stories, it starts so good.
Yeah. Well, first, let me thank you guys for taking my call. I wasn't sure if Ghosted was going to come back, so I'm glad to hear that it is.
It is.
We're back, baby.
I appreciate that. I was dating this girl, Tanya. She seemed awesome. She's gorgeous. She's fun to be around. And we actually saw each other for a few times, and it seemed like it was going really well. I texted her, I don't know, to go like on our fourth date, I think. And, I plan on taking her to this place in this spot down in Unionville. It's really nice. And I didn't get a response. And I thought, okay, that's kind of strange. And then I texted her again the next day. And nothing. Mm. So that's where I'm at.
And you left it there, so only two texts.
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't want to push it. It was, you know, because it was a pretty specific text.
Yeah,
you
know? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like that. You got to know your boundaries. Sometimes, I think two's the limit, right?
Sometimes you get many more than that.
Yeah, so you might get two or three, yeah. I guess. But like even then, it's like by the second one, you might probably pick up on that hint. Yeah.
If the third is like a TikTok, maybe.
Stop sending people too many TikToks. It's one at a time. I've had to learn that too. I want everybody to find my TikToks as funny as everybody else's. Now, so here's what I need to do. We need to call her with you listening on the phone, and we're gonna ask her what happened. Might be a bit of an ego blow for you, so I hope you're ready for that.
Yeah, I can take it.
Okay, we'll do it next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So if you missed it, this story on Ghosted is actually pretty quick and simple.
Yeah.
Ari and Tanya going on dates. Things were going fine. Ari texts her. Was it after the fourth date, Ari?
Yeah. It was going to be our fourth date.
Ari, you sent a couple text messages, no response, and you've kind of left it from there, right?
Right.
If you're new to Ghosted, we call with Ari on the phone.
Yeah.
And Tanya's not going to know that Ari's there, and she's going to give us an answer, hopefully. So, Ari, are you sure you're ready for the ego hit that could potentially result from this? Because, honestly, sometimes the answers are brutal.
I am. I'm curious to know why I've just you know, been ghosted like this.
Let's give her a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tanya?
Yes.
Hi, Tanya. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How's it going?
Hi. Pardon? Where
it's Adam Wilde.
Virgin?
Yeah, Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Okay.
So we're hoping that maybe you could help us with something. We know that you went on a string of dates with a young gentleman named Ari, and we're wondering why the next date never materialized, because our understanding is you just ghosted him.
Okay. Did he call you?
We're just looking for information.
We just heard a rumor.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel bad putting him on blast, but like, look, he's a nice guy. We had a good time on our dates. They weren't like blowing me away or anything, but he was really nice, and he did seem like really eager to try to get to know me, and I thought that was really sweet. I don't know. I feel like this is going to make me sound really shallow, but on our last date, he took off his shoes at the restaurant, and like his disgusting bare feet were just out like the whole night.
Like no socks?
Like, the whole night. No, he was wearing loafers, so there were no socks to take off.
Brought his slippers on
and
the date.
And it seemed as if he wanted to like air out his feet, and he had them, you know, pretty much from the beginning till we left, that he had them out. And it was, they weren't, his feet weren't even nice. I mean, they had corns on them, and it was, I wanted to gag because, partly because of that, but also partly because I couldn't believe I was sitting and being seen with somebody who had the audacity to, like, take their shoes off at a restaurant. Like, I was mortified.
You gotta let those puppies breathe.
I couldn't concentrate on our conversation.
Did he rub it?
Yeah, I mean, what?
Stop it. Did he like rub his toes?
No.
At all?
No.
You know, like you're trying to like stretch him out.
TJ. Oh my god. No. To be honest with you guys, I sort of like ended the date early because I was so grossed out.
Fair.
I think we need the other perspective on this one. Okay, Tanya, we did you dirty. Ari's been listening this entire time.
Barefoot.
Probably. Ari, you gotta explain yourself here, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big like wear shoes guy. You know what I mean? Like I've always been barefoot.
What a weird thing not to be.
Are you Sasquatch?
I always like going barefoot. I always have, you know, and I didn't. I feel embarrassed right now. I mean, they weren't on the table or anything.
Well,
or
I hope not. All right.
They're still there.
The reason we're doing this is because, and Tanya, you should know this. The reason we're doing this is because Ari would like to continue seeing you. And that's the whole goal here is to maybe reconnect if there was a misunderstanding. But I think it's understood. Are you interested knowing now that Ari? Do you promise to keep your shoes on if they went on another date?
Yes.
If you guys went on another date?
Oh, Ari.
Yes, feet in shoes.
I mean, I was just really turned off by that, and I'm sorry. Like, it's gonna have to be a no.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he can hopefully like learn from this so that on his next date, like it doesn't matter how sweaty his feet feel. Like you can't take your shoes off.
Yeah. I mean, I think you've potentially helped him put his best foot forward.
There it is.
Listen, Ari, Tanya, thank you for your time this morning. We really appreciate it and wish you both the best.
Sorry, Ari. I'm sorry.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, you want to see a game this fall? Like Raptors, Leafs?
Yes.
You want to go see a concert this fall? Scotiabank Arena? Well, they came out yesterday and talked about exactly what it's going to take for you to get in.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of requirements that it's different now, right? Now, first off, for now, because we're still in step three and we have been since July, maximum 10,000 spectators.
Okay.
Okay. Proof of vaccination required. And that means that you have to, they actually won't accept your Apple Wallet version. They want the downloaded receipt from COVID-19.OntarioHealth.ca. That's what they want. So they're saying,
what?
I know a lot of people are really upset about that, but they're saying
it doesn't work.
The
really
grassroots iOS wallet app is not acceptable as it's not government issued receipts.
But I've literally just been showing my email receipt.
Right. Okay. And they're saying no. So that's why I'm giving you the heads up.
All right.
It's important to know.
Rough start.
Okay. All right.
Now they have a restricted bag policy. They're strongly encouraging fans not to bring any type of bags, but you will be able to carry small purse type bags, 16 centimeters by 11 centimeters.
Good. I can bring my clutch.
With or without a handle, small clutch bag.
Like, why can't you bring bags?
If you carry a bag bigger than that, you're not going to be allowed to enter, and you're not allowed to leave your bag anywhere.
Do they just not want us to go?
Well, yeah, I think they're just keeping it.
I've got COVID in this bag.
I think the bag thing is a little bit more like safety protocol. Like, there have been threats made in the past.
Yes.
And so they're worried about that.
Okay,
and
I think that makes sense.
So here's what the NFL makes you do.
Yeah.
They make you buy one of the NFL-branded clear purses. So you can carry that in.
Okay.
So at least MLSE is making you, you know, is allowing you to bring your own in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In the NFL, you can't do that. You have to just go walk in these clear plastic bags that are, quite frankly, some of the ugliest bags I've ever seen in my life. Mobile ticketing. So there will be no more paper tickets.
Okay.
Gone.
That's fair.
COVID-19 mandatory patron self-screening. So you'll have to do a self-assessment, kind of like
the survey.
If you go get a massage or if you're going into the office, like we have to fill out a survey every single day, you're going to have to do that there. Face coverings obviously required. Enhanced cleanliness procedures. So they're saying that there'll be disinfectant everywhere for you. Cashless venue, no more cash. No more tipping with the loonies and toonies.
That's fair.
It seems like a lot of places are doing that, by the way. I've had like $20 in my wallet for a year. I don't
Same
know
here. I'm
with
fine.
It.
I'm fine going with cash. That's fine with me.
I'm really weird. I hate carrying change.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember my grandfather always had like $5 in change and it would just kind of sit there on his leg. Yeah. And my legs are too damn thick for that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It just sticks out.
I got enough going on.
Dedicated entrance gate. So if you're given a ticket, your mobile ticket, and it says gate one, you only can enter in gate one.
Interesting.
So there's no more, like, it used to be that you just show up at a gate and be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore. And then lastly, they want to keep, obviously, the code of conduct. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah, of course.
That's the don't be a jerk thing. So I don't hate that. I am confused about the iOS wallet not being good, but I guess what, and I'm only guessing at this, it may be easy to fake that.
Yeah, but it's so easy maybe to fake everything.
I don't
really.
Know. I listen, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. But it seems pretty simple. It's, like, it's just, you just got to, it's just a couple extra steps.
Sounds like a really good time for me not to be a sports fan, so I don't have to go into this place, you know?
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Did you guys know Instagram was down yesterday?
I hadn't heard.
Way.
Along with Facebook and WhatsApp. Of course you did. It was down for hours, 6 hours actually, but it's not as bad as the worst one, which happened in 2019. That disruption left us without Facebook for 14 hours, or as other people like to call it, 14 hours of bliss. The disruption comes the day after an interview with a former Facebook employee who leaked documents about the company. A Facebook employee said they couldn't even get into the building to fix the problem, and Mark Zuckerberg's net worth dropped over $6 billion. Now, if there's one true victim in this whole thing, it's Mark Zuckerberg.
Definitely.
I hope he recovers.
My heart goes out to him, you know?
Thoughts and prayers. You won't have to deal with 6 a.m. construction noise in Toronto anymore. A temporary law that was introduced in April 2020 that allowed construction noise to begin at 6 a.m. is expiring on the 7th, which is Thursday. Construction noise will not be permitted from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. on weekdays starting this week. Crews must also wait till 9 a.m. to begin noisy work on Saturdays. Jax, you're living in somewhat of a noisy situation right now. Isn't it fun?
No, it's okay. It's the street construction that gets me.
Yeah.
That's what's coming for me.
Couples who worry about catching COVID-19 have better sex lives. This according to the new research published in the Journal of Sex. People who have a high fear of catching COVID-19 have had more and better of it during the pandemic. The idea is that stress-provoking situations can sometimes make people face their own mortality and heightened desire.
You're bored at home.
Yeah, two things. Yeah, you're just bored at home. These people are not going out because they're scared. And number two, the Journal of Sex is not a real... TJ, stop reading these weird studies.
It's a journal!
Who's journaling?
Journal of Sex, yeah.
I don't know. Someone who writes for the Journal of Sex.
Okay.
Don't make me do research.
I'm concerned about where you find some of this stuff.
I'm on the dark web.
Yeah,
that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Okay, well... Now you know that. And by the way, just over an hour from right now, here's something that really applies to you. $5,000 with 5K a day. Shannon Burns has your next keyword.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Weddings have a lot of feelings surrounding them. If you've been through it, if you've been a bridesmaid, if you've been a groomsman, if you've been a family member, if you've breathed in the direction of a wedding, you know this. And really... I keep saying this. Weddings are essentially just a dinner party
with feelings.
With feelings. A
you
lot of feelings.
Say this. You always
and
say this.
For some reason, people take weddings as like it's everything is at stake. I stake my friendship on this. I stake my relationship with my kids on this.
Yeah.
Which brings us to this question.
Yeah.
Can you turn down being a bridesmaid without wrecking the friendship forever? Normally... If you turn down a weekend with your girlfriends because you just didn't want to go, that's not the end of the world. But if you turn down being a bridesmaid, which, by the way, is so much more involved than being a groomsman.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe you just don't want the responsibility. Jax, who's going through this in your life?
Okay, so, well, we were chatting about this last week because Taylor Swift was in Lena Dunham's wedding.
Okay.
And a lot of people were like, why did you do this? Because, you know, Lena Dunham has had some things around her. But I was thinking to myself, I was like...
Had some things around her. You got to context that.
Lena Dunham had some allegations of some abuse on set to her. These are not confirmed.
Okay.
So like some verbal abuse to her staff and things like that. Yeah. So a couple years ago. Sorry, I should have went into that, but it's not confirmed. So, but people were saying, well, why are you going and helping out with Lena Dunham's wedding, Taylor Swift? And I thought to myself, you can't really say no when you're asked to be a bridesmaid, though. You can't really say no when you're asked to be in a party.
I actually Have you ever said no?
I have said no, but I can see why she wouldn't after the fact.
Because
I don't talk to the girl anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's it. It does ruin it. Right. About.
100% ruins it. So I had a friend ask me to be in her wedding party about 6 years ago, and I was living in Toronto at the time. She was getting married back in Nova Scotia. And I said no. I didn't say it wasn't because like I didn't want to come home or anything. I just said no. And the real reason was this was her second wedding, and I wasn't doing it again. I wasn't doing at a party, and she was just kind of a monster the first time. So I wasn't doing it a second time.
Sometimes if you know the person's going to be a monster to deal with, you don't want to do
not
that,
doing
right?
It, no.
See, I'm not in the position to pick and choose when I can and can't be in the wedding party. And when I'm asked, I always just say yes, with hopes that they ask me to do a speech because I love giving speeches at weddings.
You do love to give a speech.
As long as the wedding has a moment where it's about me, I'll do it.
I was going to say, TJ, that's just about you.
I just want a main character moment. That's all.
I'll be honest with you. Having been through it, I dislike just about everything about going through the whole wedding thing. The pomp and circumstance is not my thing. And that's not to say I didn't have a nice wedding. I did. But it was just one of those where, like, it's not for me.
Yeah.
So if somebody asked me to be a groomsman, thankfully all of my friends are married, I think. Except for, well, TJ and producer Jesse would be the only ones.
Yeah.
I'd say yes to you guys, but I wouldn't say yes to anybody else.
But men, like, let's be
it's
honest.
So much easier.
A guy wouldn't be upset. A girl 100% would be.
So we got a text from Coburg.
Yes. You 100% can turn down being a bridesmaid. I did it. I've had it happen to me with three friends, including someone ditching being my maid of honor.
Ooh. Yeah, but everybody's nicer in Coburg. Everybody's a little bit nicer in Coburg.
Coburg is an idyllic place.
It is a nice place.
A little bit more runway.
I was at their Wendy's last weekend. Yeah. Hi, shout out to the Coburg Wendy's. Here's what I want to ask you, okay? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. You had to turn down or you wanted to turn down being a bridesmaid or somebody backed out of yours.
Yeah.
Are you still friends? How did you do it? I think it's harder. We always make fun of Jax because she's friends with every one of her exes, right?
Yep.
Always make fun of her for that. I think it's harder. I think it's easier to be friends with your ex than it is somebody that pulled out of your bridal party.
Really?
Yeah. I think friendship breakups are harder.
Oh, so, that is true. That is true.
So hit me up. 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. I'd love to hear your story.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're asked to be a bridesmaid, but you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Can your friendship survive? That's the question. Allie B, 416-872-9999. You went through this.
So my brother and one of my good friends were getting married in the same year.
Oh.
And I was spending my time out in Alberta at the time. My brother and sister-in-law, super chill. Allie will do all the planning. We'll FaceTime you, get you invited. No big deal. My other friend said to me, how are you supposed to be a part of my actual group if you're not going to be here?
I will say, as a woman, that women become the worst versions of themselves during anything that has to do with bridal pressure. Absolutely. It's true, though.
It's unbelievable.
And sadly, we don't talk anymore. So,
not totally surprised by that, but that is sad.
It is sad, but I still hope that she has the best life ever.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's really sweet of you. Hey, well, listen, thank you so much for calling.
No worries. Thank you guys for keeping the show going during COVID. You guys
are
awesome.
Thank you, honey. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, we're always listening.
Okay. I know we got some text messages here, and TJ's upset that Jack stole
just
his
chow.
I said chow before you, and you're so upset.
I have one thing in this life.
If either of us say chow, TJ gets upset about it. So anyway, continue, TJ. What's the text saying?
Trademark. You guys owe me money now. We got a text from the 905 from her pal Trisha. She says, sometimes it's harder for a friendship to survive being in a wedding party. I was my best friend's maid of honor, and she's a sweetheart, but her sisters were the other two bridesmaids.
Oof.
And it nearly split the family apart because there was so much friction.
Dear God.
I have to be honest with you. We would be better off if we put less pressure on weddings. If weddings, I know weddings mean a lot, but really what means a lot is the marriage itself, not the party. And I feel like if we would just ratchet down a little bit. Ever since like Pinterest and YouTube and all that stuff, weddings have become ridiculous.
It's a competition, absolutely.
Bring it down, relax. The whole point of the party is to enjoy it.
No, completely disagree with you.
And the only
I want everyone to be as ramped up and anxious as I am every day. It's my day.
No.
Another text from the 905 from Jody, friendship breakup victim here.
Oh.
Due to the wedding garbage.
I eloped with my husband and we had no family or friends present. And my friend took that as if I didn't care about her upcoming wedding and didn't even ask if I wanted to be a bridesmaid. Felt a little left out that she had three of our other best friends in the wedding and I was the only one that was left.
That was a slight for sure. She was mad.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure she won't regret that ever. Gabby in the 416 said, turned down being a bridesmaid with a coworker as I wasn't close to her. Hadn't met her family as she had just moved here from Newfoundland. Then I thought I would be invited to the wedding. I wasn't. There was no invitation. It was very awkward.
So you're either the bridesmaid or you're not invited.
Yes. You're either in. If you're a jet, you're a jet all the way, Adam.
Okay, let me just throw this at you, okay?
If you don't know the person and you're asked to be a bridesmaid, you shouldn't be surprised
that's
when they don't invite you because they're already weird.
Yeah.
And it's not really a law. Right? No matter how friendly Newfoundlanders are, they're wonderful. That is weird.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Move aside, Christmas market. There's a new market in town. The Fall Market. It's going down in the distillery. It's happening for two weekends this month. Just in time for spooky season.
Cute.
There's going to be pop-ups from local vendors with seasonal treats and crafts so you can shop and also feel festive. Also going to be a full-blown autumn display, including hay bales, pumpkins, leaves.
Love
it. So you get that Instagram photo you really desire.
There's got to be hay there, right? Like lots of hay?
I'm looking for a good fall wreath, so I will be going.
A fall wreath?
Yes. That might be the most boring thing I've ever heard.
You used to be cool. What happened to you?
When it came out of my mouth, I hated myself.
Just as an aside, can I ask what is in a fall wreath? Because I do not believe I've ever laid eyes on one.
There's hay and some straw and then like some little pumpkins, maybe some gourds and just some festive.
All those things are the same thing.
No, they are. And then there's some festive, maybe some orange ribbon.
Oh, God.
Okay. When you go to
Help
the fall
me.
Market, when you
Help
go to the
fall,
I know. You moved to the East End and all of a sudden you've just settled down and become domesticated like the rest of us. Here's the thing. Okay. So when you go to the fall market, please put that on your Insta stories and tag Virgin Radio so we can show everybody the various different types of fall wreath that you get. And I say, Jax has to buy the fall wreath that Virgin Radio listeners vote on.
Ooh,
And she can't buy the one she likes. You have to buy the one that we ask you to vote for.
My
and then
passion.
We can get her the ugliest fall wreath.
No. She posts the prices too, and then we all vote on her buying the most expensive one.
Yes.
And then that's what you
have
to do.
My passion is not a content game. Okay?
Hey, scientists determine what the top 10 scariest movies are by hooking up 250 people to heart monitors and making them watch 40 different scary movies, both new and classic. Here's the top 10 to get your heart pumping. Starting with number 10, The Conjuring 2. Number 9, Paranormal Activity. Remember watching that one in theaters for the first time?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Number 8, A Quiet Place Part 2.
Yuck.
Number 7, It Follows. Number 6, Terrified. Number 5, Hereditary, which basically just makes you feel uncomfortable.
No.
Number 4, The Conjuring. Number 3, Insidious. Number 2, Sinister. And number 1, Host, which I had never heard of. And I YouTube the trailer for it, and it's basically a Zoom call that goes bad with paranormal activity.
We got a text about that one earlier this morning. They're like, it's a lot scarier than the Zoom call premise.
Yeah.
Say it's actually extremely relatable and extremely scary. Cool.
Pretty cool stuff.
Spooky.
Netflix has set up a $5 million scholarship at Howard University in honor of Chadwick Boseman. They partnered with his alma mater to establish a $5.4 million scholarship in the late actor's name. Scholarship is going to put an emphasis on students who exhibit Boseman's values, including a drive for excellence, leadership, empathy, and compassion.
Amazing.
Of course, Chadwick Boseman touched a lot of people's lives, and it's a great way to honor him. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thanks, TJ. Now, in a couple songs, Shannon Burns is taking over, and she's going to have for you a keyword that will get you $5,000. And remember, you got to get this one, and the more you get, the higher chances you have. So it's going to be 8, 10, 12... 2, 4, and 6 every single day for 5K a day with 99.9 Virgin Radio. You get 6 opportunities. Might as well take advantage of them all. It's Virgin Radio. Have a great day.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.